This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, Virginia Beach, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. I'm your host, Kim Checchio.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Virginia Beach. Today, I am really excited to introduce a new business to Virginia Beach, something pretty cool that has hit the Hilltop area, and that is Wave Wellness. And today, I have the owner, Mike Makala, with us to share a little bit about Wave Wellness with all of our listeners. So welcome to the podcast, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Kim, for having us here. We're excited too to talk about health and Wave Wellness.
Yes. Well, so tell us more about Wave Wellness. I think I first discovered through Instagram, saw some pretty cool posts about the things that you all are doing. So, please share that with our listeners that maybe haven't stumbled across your Instagram yet.
Sure. We're a locally owned contrast therapy studio. We offer sauna, cold plunge, red light therapy. So it's really services of hot and cold and light. And it's for clients and the community to experience these modalities and the health benefits from them. You know, we say wellness. We don't offer fitness. We don't offer nutrition, mental well-being service. However, we seek to partner with individuals, with businesses. We look for clients that are into promoting, healthy living and lifestyles in our community. So, you know, one thing talking to people when they come into the studio, self-care, we were taking care of ourselves. Self-care is not selfish. How are you going to be your best self for your kids, your spouse, your company, your team, if you have employees, if you're not taking care of yourself? So take care of yourself so you can take care of others and enjoy life.
Yeah, absolutely. And cold plunge, red light therapy, all these things are just like the rage right now. And I'm definitely intrigued by it. And, going back to self-care, I saw something the other day, just kind of reminded me. Somebody was asking this woman, like, what's her hobbies? And she was like naming all these self-care things because that's what she likes to do with her free time, is just making herself the best version, that she can be. So is Wave Wellness a franchise? I believe so, correct?
Wave Wellness, we're locally owned. We're not a franchise.
Oh, okay.
And we have, more to come on that. That our Laura, my wife, co-owner, and myself, we have a varied business background that really marries well: marketing, sales, finance, computers, all these things, visual design, those things. And so when you go to our studio, we actually get that quite a bit, because hopefully we're out to like make this a great experience, taking care of yourself.
Very cool. Yeah, I just assumed that. And like I told you before the podcast, I don't like to ask too many questions beforehand because I like it to be organic and,
Absolutely.
Talking to you and learning these things that other people may be curious about. But yeah, I guess I just assumed that because it's kind of, what everybody's doing right now. And the branding is amazing, very consistent. And so it just looked like a franchise to me. So, tell us how you started this journey, you and Laura.
So, we were looking for what to do in the next five or 10 years, or even possibly consider what we could do for the rest of our lives even. And Laura had written a book called My Summer State, and that focused on attitude, positivity, fears, self-compassion. It was an internal compass book, to have your summer attitude all year long, because we love the summer, love the beach. And so what we came to, the perfect adjunct to that, was the mind paired with the body. Like, good, they go one and they go hand in hand, you know, without good physical health, mental clarity is like very, very challenging. If you get a bad night's sleep, you know, you might be foggy the next morning and not be able to perform the functions of the day. So we loved the health space, the fitness space, and in these piece. So we looked at Hampton Roads, Virginia, what's missing here? And the answer was Wave Wellness, and bringing these bringing hot and cold modalities to our town.
Yes, I agree. you know, you mentioned just like not even getting a good night's sleep. So that was me the night before last. I was up all night, and basically yesterday I was pretty useless. And I remember laying in bed in the middle of the day because I was just so exhausted. I was up for hours. I don't know why I didn't get a good night's sleep, but I was thinking I should just jump into a cold plunge right now. I know how amazing I would feel if I just, you know, could do that. So it's funny that we're talking today about this because it literally went through my mind yesterday. Like, what? How can I get out of this the fastest? And that was the first thing I thought of because my Tylenol was not working either.
Oh, it will definitely jumpstart you. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and then you just feel amazing, like hours and hours after. So tell us any myths or misconceptions that people have about your product, your service, the industry, anything you'd like to share.
You know, probably the number one misconception is that contrast therapy or saunas or cold plunge is a new idea. I think it's that, you know, people are, or I believe, you know, from research, people are rediscovering it, or there's lots of podcasts, there's better information, there's a holistic health movement. When I say holistic, like everything in your body, you know, is connected. So how one part of your body functions is depending on the other part of the body. So, you know, it's not new. You've seen it. You've seen it growing up throughout your life. You've seen, you've seen saunas at the gym for workout recovery. You've seen pictures in locker rooms or sports figures taking ice baths. So these things have not only existed like in present times, but even centuries back. You can picture some. I'm sure everybody's seen it, possibly at some point, a sauna on the hill. They open the door, it's steaming, they come running out in the middle of winter, and they jump in a lake. And that process, even a sweat lodge experience, the use of hot tubs, those are all relate to hot and cold, and why that's great for your body. So we've known this as humans one way or another. So it's not a trend or a fad. I believe it's everybody becoming more aware of how to make your body and your mind feel better. So people want to experience this, in a modern way, maybe not jumping into the ice lake or being out in the middle of the woods, which I absolutely love, but to make it more accessible.
Yeah. That's great. It's, it's kind of like IV nutrition therapy. I feel like these days is like at one point, like you always know it's good for you, but you thought, oh, well, you have to be sick or you have to do this in order to do, you know, to get that. But no, it's something that you do to be healthy, just like this. And it's great to have, you know, Wave Wellness just right around the corner to be able to do that conveniently.
Yes, absolutely. And consistently. Yes.
Yep. Your journey through entrepreneurship, you may have had some struggles, or maybe in your personal life, is there anything that you can share with us that you faced that, you know, maybe was a really challenging at the time, but you're kind of glad you went through it because it got you to where you are today?
You hit the nail right on the head, Kim. You know, putting putting this business together like an absolute challenge and a passion of ours. And it actually, you know, the idea started. It takes a while for, you know, what you see at Wave Wellness really started in February 2022. We partner with Capital Bank of Maryland very early 2023, and our doors opened just November 2023. So we've been open for 3 months. And just in that process, Wave Wellness type businesses, actually, they're very prevalent on the West Coast. We took several trips out to California and experienced business. There's a few on the East Coast in Atlanta and Charlotte. So we visited all these sauna, cold plunge facilities that were more prominent out west, very sparse on the East. But it was important to us. So there was like a lot of work. Sometimes even us, a lot of, you know, how can we get this moving? So all the ideas that we have of, you know, making a small business with what you like large operating principles for a successful organization. You know, we think of our, you know, when you come into Wave Wellness, it's an experience. We model ourselves after luxury hotels or spas, the attention to detail, the employees, our employees' attitudes, our decor. Like everything's, we want everything to be consistent, and we want to present the best. So when you come in, you know that you're taking a break and you're going to make yourself the best. So, you know, packaging all that up into what you see today as Wave Wellness, you know, a super, super challenge. And we're just so excited to be at this point and share this service with the community.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. It's what people don't see. You know, they see this really cool new business pop up in their neighborhood, but what it took to get there, especially like you're starting from scratch. And that seems like a very short amount of time to go from, I think you said, did it originate in 2022?
Like, yeah, about 18 months or something like that. Yeah, wow. Something like that. Yes.
Well, congrats to you both. Well, what's one thing that you wish our listeners knew about your business or services that you provide?
So, you know, the benefit, it's really like the benefits is when you come in to take care of yourself at Wave Wellness, whether you just do a sauna, where you just do a sauna session, or you sauna and cold plunge, we have those options. It's really knowing and experiencing what the benefits of hot and cold modalities are. So just the top ones people, you know, always know, it's increased cardiovascular health because you're exercising on a cellular level. You know, fitness is on a macro level, but this is like you're experiencing a detoxification, blood flow's moving. There's, like I mentioned before, with athletes or just anybody, muscle recovery, reduced inflammation, you get increased metabolism. And we mentioned this before, Kim, and we have like a lot of clients coming in and seeing repeated use. And I experienced this 2 or 3 years ago when I started to sauna, was better sleep. And everybody's story on what these benefits and what they do to take care of themselves is a little bit different, but there are similarities as we get to know people in the community and ask them, hey, how long are you in the sauna? How long are you in the cold plunge? Like how many times do you come a week? And all these things, you know, really matter and add up to seeing the benefits of using Wave Wellness services.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, so what about, Virginia Beach as a whole. Share with us what your favorite things to do or see or places to eat in Virginia Beach are.
Virginia Beach is pretty amazing. I moved here in 1997 with the Navy. Loved it so much. I stayed because of the coastlines and waterways. I think that's the most, you know, I don't want to say unappreciative, but like secret, because I lived down at near the amphitheater for 20 years and moved up closer to a hilltop a few years ago. But we often forget that we have like the bay up north on Shore Drive. We have the ocean front. We have the boardwalk. Sometimes we think, oh, I don't want to go when all the tourists are there. And I know that. But we have the place the other 9 months of the year that we can go out there. So the water has always been, you know, mine and Laura's solace, whether on the bay or ocean. And that's one thing that we actually love about Wave. We came to Wave because it's a water reference on purpose. But we have within Wave Wellness, there's a shower and eat suite. There's water. There's a cold plunge. We offer purified water called flow water, which is a pH balance, highly filtered, healthy water. So all these elements tie into like even just our experience in Virginia Beach of like loving the water, loving the scenery, loving the outdoors, and then, you know, bringing that experience in a different way indoors.
All right, Mike, so tell us how our listeners can learn more about Wave Wellness. Where can we find you online, on social media? You know, if you want to share any other details that you would love our listeners to know about, please do.
Sure. We'd love you to come by the studio. As Kim mentioned, we're in Hilltop. We're at 1577 Laskin Road. We're actually right next to Pin Boys. You could also book a session, give us a call, and we take calls or text. So if you're good texting, text us at 757-632-0090. And you'll speak to either Genevieve, Sarah, Rocky, Wes, Aaron, myself, or Laura. We'll be one of the ones to answer your call. We also have going on for a sauna session. There's 60-minute sauna sessions or 60-minute contrast therapy session where you get the sauna and the cold plunge. A sauna intro session, first time there is $20. Contrast therapy, first time there is $40, so very accessible to experience these modalities and what we offer. And of course, just like you said, Kim, you can catch us on Instagram or Facebook. We are Wave Wellness VA, because Wave Wellness was taken. So Facebook, Instagram, it's Wave Wellness VA. Or absolutely, you can go early at 20th Century and go to our website, because websites are still always good. Similar thing, www.wavewellnessva.com. You can see our membership packages there. You can see all the individual services we have all, and then see more of the benefits of hot and cold therapies on the website. So lots of information, not only on the benefits, but also pricing on the services, which we know is like extremely important. That's why we make sure to that people know what to expect.
Okay, perfect. So I will link all of the contacts and information in the post for the podcast, so it'll be super easy to find you. But thank you again for joining us today and sharing more about Wave Wellness and your journey to launching this really cool new business in Virginia Beach.
Well, thank you, Kim. It was great. Great talking to you. I love sharing these new businesses that like ours that come into the area or have been around a long time that can continue to serve the community. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's been really fun for me to learn about the new businesses and the old businesses. So thank you again for your time.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Virginia Beach. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpvirginiabeach.com. That's gnpvirginiabeach.com. Or call 757-982-3690.